This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Drones have been sighted at 26 locations ranging from Baramulla to Bhuj, situated at the international border and line of control with Pakistan. These include suspected armed drones posing potential threats to civilian and military targets. According to defense sources, the locations include Baramulla, Srinagar, Avantipura, Nagrota, Jammu, Firozpur, Pathankot, Fazilka, Lalgarh Jatta, Jaisalmer, Badmer, Bhuj, Kuarbet and Lakhinala. The Indian Armed Forces are maintaining a high state of alert and all such aerial threats are being tracked and engaged using counter-drone systems. The situation is under close and constant watch and prompt action is being taken wherever necessary. Citizens living in border areas are advised to remain indoors, limit unnecessary movement and strictly follow safety instructions issued by local authorities. The advisory stated that there is no need for panic. Heightened vigilance and precaution are essential. Our correspondent reports that armed drones attempted to attack border districts of Punjab, including Firozpur, Amritsar and Pathankot. But Indian Defence Forces successfully repulsed and neutralised the attempts. However, in Firozpur, a house was damaged and three family members were injured due to the attack, receiving burn injuries. They have been admitted to a government hospital and are reported to be safe. According to Firozpur Police Chief Bhupinder Singh Sidhu, this was an isolated incident, with most attacks being effectively countered by the army. Indian Armed Forces successfully thwarted Pakistan's provocative attempt to target 36 sites using around 400 Turkey-made drones along the international border. In a special briefing in New Delhi yesterday, Colonel Sofia Qureshi of Indian Army said that Pakistani Army violated Indian airspace several times over the entire western border with the intention of targeting military infrastructure. Colonel Qureshi added that forensic investigation of the wreckage of the drones is being done and initial reports suggest that they are Turkish Axis Guard Songar drones.
अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सीमा और नियंत्रण रेखा पर ले से लेकर सरक्रीक तक 36 स्थानों पर 300 से 400 लगभग ड्रोनों का इस्तेमाल घुसपैठ का प्रयास करने के लिए किया गया भारतीय सशस्त्र बलों ने काइनेटिक्स व नॉन काइनेटिक साधनों का उपयोग करके इनमें से कई ड्रोन्स को मार गिराया इतने बड़े पैमाने पर हवाई घुसपैठों का संभावित उद्देश्य वायु रक्षा प्रणालियों का परीक्षण करना और खुफिया जानकारी इकट्ठा करना था ड्रोन के मलबे की फॉरेंसिक जांच की जा रही है प्रारंभ रिपोर्ट्स से पता चलता है कि वे तुर्की के असीस गार्ड सॉन्गर ड्रोन्स हैं
Wing Commander Vyomika Singh informed that in response to the Pakistani attack, Indian armed drones were launched at four air defense sites in Pakistan and one of the drones was able to destroy an AD radar. Wing Commander Singh pointed out that Pakistan did not close its civil airspace despite launching an unprovoked drone and missile attack on the evening of the 7th of May. She criticized Pakistan for using civil airlines as a shield.
Pakistan's irresponsible behavior again came to fore. Pakistan did not close its civil airspace despite it launching a failed unprovoked drone and missile attack on 7th May at 8:30 hours in the evening. Pakistan is using civil airliners as a shield, knowing fully well that its attack on India would elicit a swift air defense response. This is not safe for the unsuspecting civil airliners, including the international flights, which were flying near IB between India and Pakistan.
Briefing media on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri underlined that the denial of the attacks that Pakistan carried out is yet another example of their duplicity. He slammed Pakistani side for targeting and shelling places of worship, including gurdwaras, convents and temples, calling it a new low even for Pakistan. Pakistan has closed its airspace till 12 noon today. Peshawar-bound Pakistan International Airlines flight PIA-218, the last airborne flight in its airspace, has been forced to hover over Quetta in Balochistan. The PIA flight made an emergency landing. No commercial flight is airborne in Pakistan. The Airports Authority of India has announced the temporary closure of 32 airports across northern and western India for all civil flight operations till the 14th of this month. Meanwhile, Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport has resumed normal operations after a period of disruption, but has issued a travel advisory to passengers due to heightened security measures amid ongoing military tensions with Pakistan. Befitting response of India against Pakistan's aggression at all fronts has made terror breeding ground Pakistan so nervous that it has now indulged in running disinformation factory in digital space. From pushing fake videos to morphed images at social media platforms, Terror Factory Pakistan is making desperate attempts to mislead the media, distort the global narrative, and manipulate public perception.
Sensing its inevitable defeat in shielding terrorists on their soil, Islamabad has chosen digital battleground to show its frustration. All kinds of fake and malicious content are being peddled by nervous Pakistan on different social media platforms. The desperation of Pakistan is as palpable as it is using content of a video game to boast it on digital platforms against India. A clip of a video game has been circulated relating it to the ongoing situation between the two countries. Another example is of a video from Dhaka, which has been shared to make a false claim of its attack in Jammu. Similarly, a video from the year 2020 of an explosive attack in Lebanon was used to claim that Pakistan has launched a missile attack on India. All these deliberated attempts clearly show that New Delhi's heavy retaliation made Islamabad anxious, and it is making failed attempts to control the narrative through a barrage of lies and digital theatrics. With Saklan Akhtar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any information related to ongoing situation, you must report it to PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 87997-11259 and email ID socialmedia@ PIB.gov.in. In Gujarat, the state government is taking several precautionary measures to ensure the availability of healthcare facilities, adequate supply of essential commodities, and control over prices in the border areas. Chief Minister Bhupinder Patel held a high-level meeting at State Emergency Operations Center last night and reviewed the situation. We have a report from our correspondent.
Gujarat being the only Indian state sharing both land and sea borders with Pakistan, the state government has undertaken a series of measures to ensure security in the region. Security has been tightened at all the major ports as well as the Somnath and Dwarkadish temples. To address any kind of medical emergencies, the state government has deployed more than 150 medical officers in the border districts of Banaskantha, Patan and Kutch. Additionally, the state government has cancelled all the leaves of the employees. Meanwhile, several trains heading to Kutch have been cancelled today, and seven airports across the region will remain closed until 15th of this month. Aparna Khunt, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, conducted extensive review meetings with officials in Mumbai yesterday. Considering the prevailing situation, the Union Minister took stock of key maritime projects and directed the officials to ensure that the business remains normal. Mr. Sonowal also reviewed measures to be taken to ensure smooth and regular movement of cargo operations. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has reviewed the arrangements made for rail operations in view of escalation between India and Pakistan. After taking full stock of the situation, Mr. Vaishnav directed the railway officials to coordinate with various government agencies and operate trains to help the people in the border areas. India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India also raised concerns over the efficacy of IMF programs in case of Pakistan, given its poor track record, and also on the possibility of misuse of debt financing funds for state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. In a major step towards expanding bilateral trade and investment engagement, the first round of negotiations for India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement, FTA, concluded successfully in New Delhi yesterday. Commerce and Industry Ministry said the first round followed a series of virtual discussions held between both partners, which laid the groundwork for the in-person meeting. Indian men's under-19 football team thrashed Sri Lanka 8-0 in the opening match at the SAFF Championships at the Golden Jubilee Stadium in Upia, Arunachal Pradesh yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.